What did it do to die today at a minute or two to two? A distinctly difficult thing to say, but harder still to do. For there'll be a tattoo at a quarter to two with the rat and attached attached to, and the dragon will come when he hears the drum at a minute or two till two today at a minute or two till two. Okay, warmed up. That's what we do in drama. I learned it in drama. It's a tongue twister to get you warmed up.
Hi, this is Sarah Wayne Callies, and you're listening to the Walking Dead Girl Podcast.
Everybody, this is Jasmine.
And this is Michael.
And I'm the Walking Dead Girl. You're listening to the Walking Dead Girl episode 57. In this podcast, we review and discuss the hit TV show The Walking Dead from AMC. In addition to reviewing the TV episodes right after they air, we sometimes have interviews with special guests.
If you want to give us feedback on the show, you can send email to talkback@thewalkingdeadgirl.com. You can call our voicemail at 1-844-TWD-GIRL. Or you can post a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thewalkingdeadgirlpodcast. We routinely read feedback and comments on the show.
Currently, we're not reviewing the TV show because it hasn't started.
But we are talking about news and other things that we'll get into.
So stay tuned.
Yeah. So Jasmine, do you like this new...
Can I laugh now?
Yes, you can laugh. Gotta have that last
oh
note there.
Oh my god. First of all, this is not permanent. Because I don't think I can't like take this? It serious.
You don't like this intro music?
Whilst we were doing the intro, you over here are just making like head bobbing movements, and it's just.
So last episode we found out about the Harp twins.
Yeah, when we were going through the schedule for Walker Stalker Con, the Harp twins will be there.
So we Googled and found out that basically the Harp twins
are twins that play harps. We thought the Harp twins are the last name, the Harp twins, but no.
Yeah, they're
sadly we were mistaken.
Camille and Kennerly. You can find them at harptwins.com. It's pretty simple though, like Harp twins. Like okay, you can easily find them. But basically, they do adaptations of different themes,
like TV show themes.
Yeah, movies. They had like Star Wars and Star Trek and all that
Harry
stuff.
Harry Potter.
And we found The Walking Dead, and that's basically The Walking Dead theme played with two harps. And the video is kind of
creepy.
Creepy because they're, I guess, well, when they play the harps on YouTube, they have to dress up.
Yeah, they dress with the theme, and so they got portable harps that they attach to them on like a harness, and they use it as like weapons. and they look around really mysteriously, like they're looking, and it's so weird because they're twins. So they, I don't know, it's weird.
It looks like it's a kind of, you think that's a special effect.
I know.
But when they play the theme music, they dress in the outfit of that movie or TV show, and they're wearing like...
Survivor clothes.
Or, you know, Walking Dead style survivor clothes.
Yeah, because survivor clothes, you know, isn't going to be as stylish. Yeah.
Very stylish. And they're looking around because they don't want to be eaten by zombies, Jasmine.
Clearly. And what's it going to do? Their harps are going to save their lives? Okay.
Yes, they can take...
Sorry for being skeptical, but...
They can take the harps and whack...
Bash them in the head or serenade them with beautiful music.
Well...
Sorry, I'm just cutting them down.
According to another show we recently watched and we will be reviewing soon,
yes.
Zombies like high-pitched noises.
So little trinkets of like little ballerina music will be very...
We'll get into that.
Anyway, also, the intro... person that we heard today was actress Sarah Wayne Callies, who played
Lori
in the series. Was it Lori?
Isn't her name Lori?
It was but you got it spelled wrong here. It's L-O-R-I. Sorry for being the grammar Nazi here.
Okay.
Don't fix it now. It's too late. I've already called you out.
Okay, I fixed it now. There you go. On our high-tech Google Docs system here. So what did you think of the way... Of her character and
Lori?
Kind of her arc, character arc.
I think she was a very successful character because I loved her and then later on I hated her and then I loved her again. And when a character can do that, that means you know it's a good character. I hated her because freaking she cheated on Rick. And you know, Rick is like my boothang. And I'm like, no. But I really thought that she needed to, she left when she needed to leave. And she was there when she needed to be there for Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was Rick's. Because once Lori was gone, he didn't have anything else to fight for, really, but his son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I guess he has a new purpose now. And I guess it could never, you can't really get divorces in the apocalypse, especially when your best friend slept with your, spoiler alert, especially when your best friend slept with your wife and then tried to kill you in order to take over your family. You can't really come back from that, I think.
Well, in season three, Rick was all moody and grumpy because he had this thing against Lori that I think it was kind of implying that she made him kill Shane.
Yeah, her best friend. His best friend.
Shane, and that kind of he blames her, I think, on that. I think he was blaming her for it.
Yeah, or is just trying to stay away from her because he kept reminding him, I guess. But at
reminding
the,
him of the whole situation.
Uh-huh. And in the end, when she died, he was horrified.
I think he regretted the whole...
Because he kept like ignoring her, during her last weeks, you know what I mean?
Especially that last touching...
favorite scene out of the whole show.
They were on the bridge.
I thought you meant the scene where we find she dies.
Well, that was kind of terrifying.
I mean, not the part where Rick finds out. That was my favorite. If you haven't heard this before, but that is my favorite scene above all in the whole show. When Rick finds out that she was... Okay, anyway, yes, continue.
Yeah, she died and the baby's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were on the bridge in the prison...
It gave you like some kind of symbol of hope,
They were separate and they were like...
But she went over and touched his shoulder and he didn't move away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
like, oh, maybe the relationship's getting back together. They never let that pan out, but they just basically killed her off. So The Walking Dead is used to doing cruel things to us.
Because of that, I've become a less compassionate person.
Oh, really? Now
it's your fault, Dad.
So watching this show has made you less compassionate.
I will kill you in your sleep. I mean, anyway, moving on.
Wait, now I have to sleep with the lights on and a gun under my pillow.
We don't own a gun.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Yes, it's because of the survival thing.
Oh, yeah, because we're living in a freaking...
I haven't told you where they are because I don't want you playing with them and killing yourself.
If you don't know, we are recording live. Well, not live. That's a lie.
It's recorded.
But it's
recording live? It's conflict there, isn't it?
We're recording from an underground bunker.
Yes.
That's about, I don't know, how much underground? I don't know.
A few feet.
A few feet?
You don't need much. Zombies can't.
Like a coffin kind of
zombies
size.
Zombies can't get into it.
So we're safe. Okay, so today on today's show, we will be talking about or discussing some questions that we posted on Facebook and their responses. Also talk about our fan meetup and episode watching at Walker Stalker Con for free. And also get some Walking Dead news and to review the new show that we just started watching, Z Nation. And... to reveal our new logo.
So let's talk about our new logo.
Yes, we have a new logo. If you haven't already seen on Facebook, you are late. I need to check that out pronto. But yeah, it's pretty intense. I love it. It's my favorite. I'm probably going to get the outfit customized like by a professional so I can get that outfit because it's really cool.
What outfit? Why don't you describe the logo?
Well, if you listen to this podcast, you can probably see the logo. But I'm wearing, basically, it's a caricature of me and my hair. And I'm wearing a red leather jacket with a green shirt that has like a zombie in like red. What is that called? That's kind of like
Everybody calls it the Ghostbuster symbol.
Yeah, the Ghostbuster symbol.
But it's not, it's basically a circle with a slash through it.
Yeah. And if you look really closely, you can see the tally marks from all the zombies I've killed. And then in my hand, I have a battle axe and hanging from one end is a Unidyne old-fashioned microphone.
Unidyne?
That's what it's called.
Really?
I think it's Unidyne or Undyne. I know it because I remember I wrote a poem and I needed to find out what that meant. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. Now you got to Google it?
Yes, I have to Google it. But go on. Yeah, so it has a lot of symbolism in it because it has the microphone in it.
Mm-hmm. And I have a really cool belt with a knife in it. And it says The Walking Dead Girl on the bottom in red, in blood.
Oh, the title is green. But we have actually a variant of it, logo.
Yeah, if you go to our website, we have a different font for our title.
Yeah.
It's kind of more blood-like. But
it's more bloody.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blood splatters on the back of the logo, so I hope we don't get penalized from iTunes or whatever.
Wait, why would we get penalized for that?
Well, because it's a lot of blood and gore.
Not really. It looks like paint splatters to me.
That's exactly right. You're painting your house, and all of a sudden,
with an axe,
you decide to paint it red, and you know you got some.
I didn't have experience, so obviously
splatters all over the place.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
On my shirt included, in a Ghostbuster symbol. That I don't know that that logo just really stood out to me when we were in the process of finding a logo. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a no-brainer from the get-go.
Yeah, it was. That was kind of the first logo that came in. That designer just jumped right on it, and everything else after that basically
could not compare.
It was always being compared to that first one,
exactly.
And then we could never get our minds off of it.
Uh-huh.
It's like we kept getting back, coming back to it. It's like, is that really that good?
The image,
and it's like,
that
yeah, it is that good.
Yeah, and we saw one that was close, but it just didn't really reflect what we wanted it to reflect.
Yeah, one thing that we talked about when we were reviewing the logos was that we liked the way the eyes. Kind of.
This is you. Tell them what you said.
I don't remember what I said.
But you basically said that there's a look in the eyes that is very inviting, that just speaks you, or something like that.
It's just when you look at the eyes of the logo of the character,
mm-hmm.
it just draws you in.
Mm-hmm.
Like it makes you want to just stare at it forever. It's like, why is she looking at me like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. So it was kind of cool, and so we're really excited about our new logo.
Mm-hmm. And the logo is live on Facebook and on the podcast and on Twitter. People forget that we have a Twitter too.
We do.
What is the Twitter?
It's TWDDG
podcast.
Podcast. It's at TWDG podcast.
And I would use Twitter. I use Twitter more, so I check those things.
If you want to use a hashtag as well related to our show, you can use hashtag
TWD girl.
Girl, yeah. TWD girl.
Simple, short, and sweet, hopefully.
Because, you know, this new logo is awesome.
And we immediately thought that, let's put this on a t-shirt. I would totally buy it. In fact, we did do it. And along with that, we added the merch store. Store. Sorry, I did it wrong. Store.
So dramatic, Jasmine.
I'm trying to. I'm just trying, Dad.
So we have thewalkingdeadgirl.com/store.
Store.
And that's where you can
buy all your t-shirts.
Yep.
And we're thinking about adding different colors too.
Well, they have different. Oh, you mean of the logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're thinking adding one where the text is, instead of red, it's green.
Yeah. But right now we have a whole bunch of different variety of kind of shirts. And
a lot of women's shirts for some reason.
I wonder why. Because anytime I'm trying to buy a graphic tee, they never come in a woman's size. So I feel your pain, women. So I have provided this for you.
So we have, shirts. So check them out. We're making a measly profit on them.
So little.
We're not making a lot of money on them.
Reality hits.
It's basically just, you know, for the fans to wear the shirt if they want. And what would be really cool is if you guys buy the shirts, then you can take photos with you wearing them.
Yes. And we will put them on Twitter and our Facebook.
And we'll put them up online, which will be pretty sweet.
It'd be even more awesome if you went to the podcast meetup in Walker Stalker Con wearing the shirts, because I'm pretty sure we're going to be wearing our shirts. I think that's the only thing I'm going to pack, Dad, the shirts.
Nothing else.
Nothing else but the shirts. So let's go to our audience feedback. Last week, or a couple days ago, you, Dad, actually posted a couple questions on Facebook, and people answered, which makes you feel good inside.
And we both responded to some of them, but basically our question was...
Well, we posted a photo with Carol holding baby Judith, and the question was, do you think the writers will kill off baby Judith? Can a baby realistically survive the zombie horde?
So what do you think, Jasmine?
It's a tough question, Dad. I can't believe you put that on there. You don't talk about babies in the apocalypse. Personally, what I want is her to grow up to be a total badass, you know what I mean? But not in the... I'm going to be a psychotic person kind of way. You know what I mean? But the chances of her surviving is very low.
Mm-hmm.
She'll probably end up being the reason why everyone else dies.
Because everyone's trying to save the baby.
Yeah. And plus she's cries all the time. So it tracks noise. And we've seen something happen with that in Z Nation that we'll discuss later.
Let's say hypothetically that Judith does survive and grows up to be like a teenager or something,
mm-hmm.
or an adult, which would be a long time from now. Who knows what's going to happen in
exactly
18 years.
Because like 2 months is like a couple of years in the apocalypse time.
Anyway, I'm looking at you because you got that. You got that line from another movie.
Thanks, Dad. I was trying to be original, and you totally just spoiled it.
That line is from Z Nation. That Z Nation had a few good lines actually.
Yeah.
So what I was thinking is, if she does grow up to be an adult, mm-hmm. she would basically get used to having zombies all around her.
Yeah.
So she would be something like, you know, like the dog whisperer, who like knows how to like
deal with dogs.
Like she'll be like the zombie whisperer.
But she wouldn't be whispering to the zombies. She'd be hacking away at them. But I feel like she'll be like, if they raise her right, she'll have a healthy fear of walkers enough that she wouldn't try to play with them. And
exactly.
And also she wouldn't be careless either, but there's a fine line too, because I'm pretty sure that the adults that will be with her will either try to be overprotective and then shelter her, or die and leave her alone to fend for herself, which will be, I don't know if worse than if she would, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, so there's, she'll be like John Connor in the Terminator.
Yeah.
Like he grew up being the leader of the resistance. Mm-hmm. So she'll be kind of the leader of something because she grew up with the zombies all around her. So she's used to it.
She doesn't, the next messiah.
She doesn't care, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like zombies are just there. Like
it's part of the environment. Yeah, it's kind of what she's all
just
she
like,
knows.
Just like you guys, you know, you grew up with technology, with cell phones and texting.
I can't really see the world without the internet.
Exactly.
I don't know how people do their homework.
I don't know.
And here's what Rachel Kirkwood said. They will probably kill her, but we can dream, can't we?
And yeah, so I think I kind of agree with her. Like, I think they might kill her.
That'd be so cruel.
You can only have a baby for so long in a series. It'll drag the whole series down.
That's true. Hey, Modern Family, they did it well.
What?
The show Modern Family, they have a baby.
Oh, Jasmine.
I know, it's totally
different.
It's
a baby in a normal, like, everyday...
In a family setting?
Modern, and like it's today. I mean, there's no apocalypse going on.
Fine, gosh.
Because when you have the apocalypse, you have to take care of a baby. Like, already it has a lot of plot holes in it.
Yeah.
Like, how are they feeding this baby?
That's true.
You know, diapers, jeez. Like, are they using cloth diapers? And like, babies poop like 10 times a day.
And they sleep a lot too.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could, you know, when humans were nomads and they were going from place to place, mm-hmm. I mean, they had babies and stuff.
Yeah, babies have been around forever. So it's like, it's not like, yeah, sure, the chances are low, but there's still a chance.
That's what Julie says. No, they won't. And yes, of course, she could survive. Babies have been surviving for thousands of years with all sorts of dangers.
Yeah, you go, Julie. I agree.
But how? I don't remember how we did it.
Well, because you weren't there.
How could you have it without diapers? I don't know, disposable. I even when, like, when we were raising you guys,
mm-hmm.
like, we were using disposable diapers.
Mm-hmm. If they could find disposable diapers.
I'm just saying, there was other parents who were not using disposable diapers. They were using cloth diapers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how do you guys do it?
They just wash it.
Well, they have a service. They had a service which came, took all the cloth diapers, and they gave them new diapers.
Yeah, so they were
They would wash the...
Yeah.
So they weren't actually washing them themselves, but...
So it's kind of like disposable diapers then, but more expensive.
Yeah, it was better for the environment and all that stuff. But we had diapers, and we had like the diaper genie. Well, basically it was this... it was just like a garbage can, but it had like a small hole at the top. And then you would take the diaper and you'd shove it in the hole, and then you would twist the lid, and it was basically like a sausage maker with diaper. It was like a sausage maker with diaper filling.
I remember that.
You keep shoving the diaper in, and then you turn the thing, the lid.
Uh huh.
And when it would wrap up the diaper in this plastic.
I think I vaguely remember that.
It would basically lock in the smell.
So you could throw it out without.
So you can smell it. Place. And then when it got full, you basically took out the lid and you had this long chain of diapers.
So weird.
It basically looked like sausages, but diapers.
With poop in it?
And then you would take the whole thing of diapers and you would throw it in the garbage.
Oh my God.
But it was basically a temporary holding place for diapers. Because if you just threw the diaper itself in the garbage can, the garbage would smell, right? Mm-hmm. So this thing would lock it in. It was called the diaper genie. It makes your diapers go away. Magically go away.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they still sell that or anything, but...
They need to get one of those. Another one, Robin Sanders says, I hope not. That would be beyond heartbreaking. It may not be realistic for a baby to survive in the zombie apocalypse, but the show requires us to suspend disbelief on other things, so why not have us do the same with a baby surviving? Good yeah. point. You know, so it could... I mean, this is The Walking Dead. It's a TV show, Dad, so not everything's realistic. Like, okay, they've been attacked a couple of times... Why didn't the blood, are they, why did they become zombies? Because it's clear the blood went in that person's mouth, but they're still alive. So it's not, they take liberties, but I guess a baby's kind of a big thing.
I think they're going to stretch it for a while. They won't kill Judith right away, but I think eventually she's going to die. I think they're going to use it as another dramatic moment for Rick to show his acting skills again. He's going to dry, he's going to cry again.
Yes, so don't drag these tears yet.
He already kind of cried and assumed that...
She was dead.
She was dead at the prison, mm-hmm. so...
What's to say? She won't do it. He won't do it again. And Kyle Sweet on our Twitter...
Posted,
considering that she hasn't died this far in, I'm pretty sure they won't kill her off. They will keep her around as a symbol of hope.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Kyle also posted something else, which was cool.
Yes, I really love this photo. I wonder if he's a photographer because...
It's framed perfectly.
I know. He says, thank you guys for being my pre-Aussie rules entertainment. #TWD. And he has a picture and he's, I think, is that a...
It's a...
Soccer? No.
Australian rugby?
I have no knowledge of these things. I feel so uneducated.
It's in Australia.
He's at a stadium and there's a game going on and he has in the background, he's listening to episode 56 with interview with Arthur Davy Barker. It's a very, really, you could probably see it on our website. I think we retweeted it and then put it on our Facebook too.
Yeah, it's Australian rules football, which I'm not sure what it is, but it's...
I want to go to that. That looks interesting.
So if anybody else wants to post a photo with them enjoying our podcast, feel free to do so and just use the hashtag #TWDGirl and we'll see it. So let's get into our Walking Dead news.
Yes, let's do this. Fox International recently posted their official synopsis for season 5 of The Walking Dead.
So this is something that they just put out describing
and
the whole season.
And we read this yesterday and we kind of had a laugh about it and we'll explain.
I was going to ask you to read that in a British accent.
Ooh, let me try. Season 4 of The Walking Dead ended with Rick and the group outgunned, outnumbered, and trapped in a train car waiting a grim fate. Season 5 picks up shortly thereafter. What follows is a story that weaves the true motives of the people of Terminus with the hopeful prospect of a cure in Washington, D.C. The fate of the group's lost comrades, as well as new locals, new conflicts, and new obstacles in keeping the group together and staying alive. Stories will break apart and intersect. The characters will find love and hate, peace and conflict, contentment and terror, and the quest to find a permanent safe place to call home. One question will haunt them. After all they've seen, all they've done, all they've sacrificed, lost, and held on to, no matter what the cost, who did they become? That was good.
It was all right.
It was okay. It wasn't that good.
It was like, it was just a touch of British accent.
Yeah, just a touch.
It wasn't heavy. It was light.
The kind, the touch that you need.
And does this tell us anything about
what's nothing. Going? Nothing. Tells us nothing. Especially here where it says the stories will break apart and then come back and intersect. Love and hate. Peace and... It's like everything. They do everything.
The characters will find love and hate. So, okay. Which characters?
Peace and conflict. Contentment. They'll be happy for a time and then they'll be terrified.
It says the stories will break apart and intersect. That means that perhaps they're going to separate. Like the characters are going to separate and go off different ways. They're different paths. Possibly. That doesn't make sense though because the problem before in the previous season was they're separated. And they had to find... Now they're all back together. Why would they separate again?
Yeah.
Unless, based on the preview we saw some people crying and being disappointed. So maybe some people will leave on their own.
Yeah.
Because they disagree with something.
Something that happens.
So maybe that will happen. And one question remains, who will they become? Does that mean that the question, kind of the
are they going to still retain the same humanity they had in the previous season kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to jump to one of the videos we saw on YouTube from AMC where it was talking about, it was a sneak peek and it was Rick who was, you could hear Rick's voice
mm-hmm.
and it says,
cross any of these people, you kill them. hesitate. They won't.
Basically, it sounded like he was instructing the others to
shoot on sight if possible.
To shoot possibly the termites, the mm-hmm. people at Terminus. I think that he was implying that.
Yeah.
So do you think that...
I was going to mention this earlier. I think that this is a dramatic change from what they used to do before, because, you know, they would, when they encounter strangers, they would ask them a series of questions, mm-hmm. you know, and, or they wouldn't, you know, they would at least hesitate a little bit and ask questions first, then shoot, you know. But now I think after all they've been through, especially with Terminus, they're probably going to be retracting that and be more, you know, violent.
Yeah, Terminus and the Governor's people.
Yeah, well. All going through all that. They're not going to go through that again because they've been through too much.
Yep. This is a change in Rick's attitude, I think. And mm-hmm. also he's influencing everyone else too, mm-hmm. right? It would be cool if they were just a group of people just sticking to themselves.
Yeah.
And not letting anybody else in. But that's going to be kind of hard because mm-hmm. that would be a boring series if you didn't have new characters.
That's true. Right?
But from the preview, we saw Gareth.
Yeah.
We saw that possibly he might be joining the group.
Yeah, because we saw him traveling with them. So I don't know what that means.
So they kill everyone except him? I don't know. I'm curious to find out how Gareth plays into the group. Like
the whole dynamic.
Yeah, how they accept him.
Also, in other news...
Yeah, there's an interview that Greg Nicotero did on moviepilot.com. And he has some interesting quotes. Do you want to read that?
Yeah. The first episode is... amazing. It's thrilling and it's touching and it's scary and it's suspenseful and it's moving. It's amazing that by the time you get to the episode that you've been taken on such an incredible emotional journey that I can't think of a better way to reintroduce the world to our characters. I have another little joke, a little in-joke tribute to the first episode that I'm curious if people will catch or not. It's not a makeup. It's an actual reference to another movie.
Yeah, so the first episode is being directed by Greg Nicotero.
Like all episodes should be.
And we think that he's basically saying that it'll be pretty awesome. So this sounds like there's going to be a lot of action in episode mm-hmm. one. Because I think the episode one of the last season was pretty boring.
I don't remember it.
There was no action, really. Oh. It was just them on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, no, sorry, there was. They went out to this store.
Don't remember.
The convenience store. Remember when the roof collapsed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And because the helicopter's on top of it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I think, is going to be related to Terminus and kind of the fight.
Yeah, because they're still in the train car.
The fight. I think there's going to be a big fight there. So there's going to be a reference to another movie in episode one, so we got to keep an eye out for that.
Yes. Another one is season 5's zombies are even more horrifying than usual. What is your design throughout the process? Makeup is an additive process, so finding faces that we can build upon so that it can actually look like we're subtracting mass is very tricky and very challenging. So we built up the area of the cheeks around the noses to make the noses feel smaller. To make the teeth feel inset, we build out the lower jaw, and even by just building prosthetics that simulate the nose being gone and a lot of exposed teeth and bone. In season 5, we've done a lot of that in terms of being able to see zombies that are even more rotted and decomposed looking than ever before. Even breaking out some teeth here and there. The teeth being less perfect makes them feel older, like they've been wandering around and rotting for a lot longer. We're a year and a half into the zombie apocalypse, so imagine what a pumpkin looks like just after 2 weeks in the sun. Insert laugh. We wanted to make these things look as putrefied and disgusting as possible. Wow.
So you're... excited about the new zombies?
Yes. Because sometimes in shows, it's hard to like believe it's real, especially when the teeth look perfectly clean.
Yeah.
You know, but it seems like they're actually really going all out.
But I think he kind of misspoke when he said a year and a half. It's been more than a year and a half.
No, I think it... Oh.
Because it was a year and a half when they were when they arrived at the prison and when Lori was pregnant and stuff.
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, no, because they're 3 years.
I think it's 3 years at least, because, I mean, Lori was pregnant.
And how old is Judith now? Like 2? She looks like she's 2.
She looks like it, but no, she's not 2, because she's not walking yet, so she's probably not a year old yet.
And Carl looks like he's a lot older, so... But then again, are they going by real time or by just...
Well, even real time, I think they're doing real time, because when they were...
We missed a winter with them, by the way.
Yeah, a whole winter.
Yeah.
And so I think it's more than a year and a half. I would say it's at least
two and a half years?
Probably two and a half.
That's surviving a long time.
Or even 3 years. It's probably 2.5 years. I don't want the zombies to decompose so much that they all disappear.
You don't want them?
Yeah, because we still want zombies around. Because otherwise it wouldn't be terrifying, right?
They are terrifying.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't...
Well, there's always going to be new zombies, you know, because there's still people left in the world.
Not that many, though. Like, if everybody turned, if most, like, let's say 90% of the population turned,
yeah,
and it's only 10% left,
mm-hmm.
then most of the zombies already are starting to decay.
Yeah.
Then they all disappear.
It's true. But then that means then the show, that's when the show would be over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want that. I don't want them to be like, I don't want to see skeletons walking around.
That'd be impossible.
You need muscle.
Otherwise, first of all, that won't happen, because if the brain rots, then, you know, then it's over. It's just no bueno.
And also you need muscle to move the bones.
Mm-hmm. Cartilage or something like that. Another interview is from Josh McDermott, who is...
Eugene. He's the mullet guy.
Yeah. Part of the family atmosphere is the way the cast spends time with one another offset. I'm very much a hermit, McDermott says. I'd stay in after working, but the cast call is now to get me to hang out with them. I kind of crave it. McDermott's favorite hangout story was the night he and Steven Yeun and Cutlets went to see a live show in Atlanta. Grizz Folk, an LA band, was playing in Atlanta, and we went to the show. We hung out in the club, and there was this line of fans coming by and telling us how much they loved the show and having pictures taken. Then Steven and Cutlets and I hung out with the band until someone invited us to a grilled cheese party. We went to the party at some random person's house and ate grilled cheese and listened to the impromptu concert Grizz Folk put on. It felt like something from a movie.
That was funny.
Yeah. See, that's what happens when you become a star, Dad. You just get invited to grilled cheese parties. And it continues. Once he did get the job, McDermott says he stopped reading the comics. The comics in the show are so different. Robert Kirkman, the creator of the original comics, obviously, has said he wants it this way. To be true to the role the writers and producers have given him for Eugene, McDermott says he put the comics down despite enjoying them. I didn't want to be influenced by the comics. I can only work with Eugene in the space the writers and producers give me, and I didn't want to read to change how I might play the character. I kind of can relate to that, because when I'm doing Daisy. I'm playing Daisy for The Great Gatsby, and I'm reading the book for school. But I feel like they're all, because there's the play, there's the movie version, and then there's the book. But I feel like they've all really been true to the main character, I feel. So I don't feel like I'm having trouble with that as much. But I could see why, yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't read the comics. Well, he stopped reading the comics because the comics are different than the TV show.
Yeah, because there's a different storyline, kind of.
So if he's reading the comics and looking how Eugene behaves in the comics, it would change how he's performing, and it wouldn't be what the writers want for TV.
Yeah.
And I know it's not the same as what we're doing, but we're not reading the comics either.
Yeah, we're staying away from that.
Not because we don't think they're good. It's just because
we don't want it to influence our enjoyment of the show.
Right. And also we don't want to, because we know what the comics future has, we don't want that influencing what we think the future of each
episode.
Yeah,
we want to be excited each time.
We don't want to be analyzing and saying, is that so-and-so from the comics? Or the comics had this. I wonder if they're going to implement mm-hmm. this scene. Is this scene from the comics? Like,
yeah.
I'm analyzing that every time. However, they're coming up with a brand new series now. A spinoff? Yeah, which is going to be completely brand new.
New characters, new storyline, everything.
And it's not going to be based on any comics.
So they can do whatever they want.
So they won't have that constant battle between the fans comics.
Better or worse, though? Because the comics are really good, and they do take some things from the comics. Is that what makes it a good show, because of some of the comic aspects?
Well, Robert Kirkman has said before that the comics are kind of limiting, because he initially wrote stuff in the comics because he didn't even think the comics were going to be successful. He did an interview on another podcast, and I happened to listen to it, and he said that the first comic series were like 6 issues or something, and he didn't know if there was going to be an extension, so he wrote the story based on that, he had to conclude like a certain storyline. Mm-hmm. But then when they got picked up like for more issues, he ended up having to put in a bunch of other story. Like he had to put in the Herschel's farm and all that stuff wasn't there before they get to the prison. So what I'm saying is that yeah, Robert Kirkman created the comics, but now that he's working with the TV show writers, he's realizing, I think, that
the more the potential it has,
the more potential, because TV is a different medium and you can do a lot more things with TV, and it's different. It's just different. And I think with the spinoff series, what's going to happen is he's going to have a lot more freedom to write a story without any of the baggage of having, okay, we have this comic plot and now we have this TV plot, and how do we merge the two?
Yeah.
He'll just have one, which will be straight to TV.
That'd be nice.
And I think it'll be more creative and it'll be more interesting.
We'll definitely watch it, and we might even do a podcast on it.
Oh, we will. I mean, if it's Robert Kirkman and all the same
getting involved
in AMC and all that.
Yes.
It's going to be quality. And another thing that he mentioned on that interview was that there was a myth, well, not a myth, but a misquote that, stories are going to be all around the world. Mm-hmm. It's actually not going to be all around the world.
Okay. It's kind of hard to do, though. Yeah, and it kind of loses the emotion from it, too, because you're covering so much territory.
And you can't do a TV series like that. It's hard. You need some stability. The story is going to be in the U.S. somewhere, probably, and it's going to be a group of people.
California.
It's going to be a group of people, and they're going to focus the story around that group of people and their tribulations. So it's going to be kind of similar to The Walking Dead, but in a different locale with no comic book restriction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think it's going to be.
Okay. I think so too.
It's going to be exciting.
I know it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. Just waiting to find out what they call it.
So we can put a podcast name on it.
The Walking Dead 2. they should just call it The Walking Dead spinoff.
People would watch it. They would understand.
It was Andrew Lincoln's birthday on September 14th.
And he is 41! Almost as old as you, Dad. Almost.
Not as old as me.
But it's... But it makes me feel better for, you know, having a little mini actor crush.
Okay, so he's younger than me, so you can have a crush on him.
He could practically be my dad.
And Chandler Riggs, on his Instagram,
made a beautiful, beautiful little tribute to him for his birthday. They have a beautiful picture of Andrew and Chandler together. And he says, "Happy birthday to my idol and favorite actor. 5 years ago, I met this old man and had no idea I would see him again. Andy, you've been a massive inspiration to me, and I thank you so much for teaching me and helping me through things. Happy birthday, quotations, Dad." And I think the things, like, you know how Rick's always saying, "Oh, stop, Lori, I got things to do." I don't know. I just thought that was funny. It's probably not even related.
Yeah, and so also, like, comparison-wise, age-wise, Norman Reedus is 45.
Yeah.
He was born in 69. January 7th.
Close to my birthday. Hey.
What? Oh, you mean the month.
Yo, I'm going to be 18, Dad.
In January.
Yeah. I'm going to be a legal adult. I'm going to have to sign things on my own.
Thangs.
Sign thangs on my own.
That's scary. So what are you going to do on your 18th birthday?
I actually want to throw a party. A real party.
You can't drink yet.
I mean, like a teen.
You can't legally drink.
I said a real party means people actually show up. Because all the parties I've thrown, no one's showed up.
Aw.
And I don't throw parties anymore.
Because you're afraid people won't show up?
Yes. That happened once. Remember? San Jose. I was turning 10.
10? Yes, I remember like it was yesterday. I was
like
turning
7 10. Years ago.
I was turning 10. And I had a party and no one showed up.
They showed up. Xander's friends showed up. Not me. None of my friends.
But, well...
We can have a party. Can I have a party?
Yeah, sure. You can have a party.
Invite both girls and guys, Dad. I mean, I am turning 18. Is that too much for you?
As long as I'm around.
Whatever. We'll get you out of the house. What? Who said that?
You did. Did you know Andrew Lincoln's real name is Andrew...
Clutterbuck. I'm sorry. That's awesome. I want a name like that. Not when I was a kid, though.
But, like, would you still have a crush on Andrew Clutterbuck? My favorite actor is Andrew Clutterbuck.
Ew, Andrew Clutterbuck. That's why they changed his name.
All actors change their name. Come on.
What name am I going to change mine to? I have no idea. Everything's taken.
Jasmine the Incredible. I don't know.
The Incredible? What am I, superhero, Dad? So let's finally get on to this mysterious show we've been talking about, so this whole podcast.
Give people some background as to what this This is a new series, right?
This is a new series that aired on Sci-Fi, and we watched it online with commercials. Ugh, unfortunately, it was painful because we record everything. And it is called Z Nation. And guessing by the title already, it's going to be taken around the world. I mean, come on, Z Nation? You don't think so? Well, I think so. But basically what the show revolves, we watched the first two episodes. Should we really get into too much depth about it? Because we don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it because some people
might want to watch it. But basically, what basically is the first episode is basically gathering all the main characters. And one of the main characters, and I don't want to give it away though.
Well, we should talk without giving anything away. First of all, let's talk about the production company because I think that might be interesting. All
right.
The production company of the show is called The Asylum, and they produced things like Sharknado.
Oh, great. Why'd you tell me this?
Did I automatically spoil it for you now?
Yeah.
Okay, these are some titles that they've produced for, I assume, Sci-Fi. Sharknado, Atlantic Rim is the opposite of Pacific Rim. AE Apocalypse Earth, Age of Dinosaurs, Battle Dogs.
Oh my god.
500 Mile Per Hour Storm, that's an original title.
Okay.
Asteroid versus Earth. Blood Lake, Attack of the Killer Lampreys.
What is that?
I don't know. Sharknado 2 and 3.
What? There's 3?
Well, it's coming out next year.
I'm still trying to recover from the first one.
Did you even watch
the first one? No, I didn't. That's how bad it was. I didn't have to see it to know it was terrible.
Santa Claus, and Claus is spelled C-L-A-W-S. So anyway, there's a bunch of Android Cop, Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark.
Okay.
Anyway, so
I'm trying to reserve all judgments right now.
So we watched the first two episodes, and there's a third one. I think it's already out. But
basically, the show takes place in the zombie apocalypse, and it's surrounded as a group of individuals that all have backstories.
3 years after.
3 years, yes, that's important. 3 years after the apocalypse, and there's one interesting aspect of it is they have one character that is in what is it called? Some government base over in the North or South Pole, because there's a lot of snow.
I think it's the North Pole.
The North Pole. And he apparently can magically still use the satellites and knows everything that's going on and is kind of facilitating.
He's like the eyes in the sky.
He's the eyes in the sky that's pretty much facilitating this group of survivors to get a package of some sort that I'm not going to reveal to California. And there's trials and tribulations.
It's not The Walking Dead.
It's not The Walking Dead. I don't think there's any really emotional attachment to anything. But it is a very good show if you like
zombies.
Action.
If you like action. Yeah. And I mean, in general, the problem with it, you know how some people were saying that The Walking Dead doesn't have realistic plot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like 10 times worse.
Yeah. Like, so if you're looking for a really good plot, you're probably not going to find it here.
If you're looking for any kind of drama, there's no drama, really.
I mean,
there's a little bit of drama.
There's a little bit, but it's not really fully formed. It has potential.
Yeah. And, you know, it's definitely very light on the quality of... I mean, we'll watch it.
It's in your face.
We'll watch... Yeah, it's in your face.
That's what you said earlier.
It's basically everything is... You don't have to kind of think about, you know, what did that character...
do that for? What is his motivation behind this?
What are they thinking? Or this,
because they did this, this is why they did that. You know? It doesn't give you that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of analysis you can do on that show. It's basically, we go here, we do this, now we have to go there, and we have some characters that are... There's one character which I think is the only one I really like, which is the guy who makes all the wisecracks.
Who? The doc?
The guy
Murphy.
He's saying
don't spoil it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He makes a lot of wisecracks.
He's funny, and he's too like have phobia of zombies.
He has a phobia of zombies,
and like he screwed up a whole mission. Like they did everything for nothing. Oh, that pissed me off, man.
That's the thing that bothers me about the show. Like every scene has like tons of plot holes.
Yeah.
Like they do something, and it's like, well, why did they do that?
I think this is the first time our viewers have actually, our listeners have actually heard us criticize something negatively.
No, but we will still watch it.
Just because we love zombie stuff.
Because we love the whole survival thing. We like watching how people
react to the world and how they're going to
survive in the future when there's, you know, an apocalypse. But still, as far as enjoyment of drama and stuff, it's not really very deep.
Up your alley. But if you're into the action, you're into the just the whole zombie genre, then you should definitely check out that show. But if you're into the more in-depth analysis of characters and what did you think?
What did you think of the zombie makeup?
I didn't really think about that. I think it was pretty good. Although it's not as good as The Walking Dead, but all we're doing is comparing it to The Walking Dead, but it is believable.
Kind of.
They're not like super skinny. And,
so
like,
one thing that we can say is the zombies are a little different.
Yes.
They're faster.
They are a lot faster.
Because there was one scene.
They were all running away from zombies and they actually call them zombies in the show.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I don't know if that's a deal breaker for any of y'all. Isn't it for some people that is a pretty big deal? But
yeah, they call them zombies, and some of them run fast. And apparently, if they just turned, then they run faster. If they've been turned for a while,
the
more they run slower.
The fresher they are, the faster they are.
And we saw that the zombie infection can go to animals.
Yes, it can spread to animals.
Okay, there's a zombie dog.
Yeah, there we go. And there's a zombie. I don't want to say it. I don't want to spoil it.
Well, I think it's already spoiled because if you look at
earlier.
No, the snapshots, screenshots they have on their website.
Because everybody will go to the website, Dad. Because everyone is a troll like you, where you troll the internet looking for clues and everything.
But their marketing images that they put on their website and everywhere, they have it. So it's not really a spoiler.
Okay, continue.
Because they want to advertise it.
They want to hype it up.
Yeah, they want to shock people. It's like, oh my God.
This has never been done before.
Okay, there's a zombie baby.
Yeah, and the way they go about it too is so like unrealistic.
There's a zombie baby, so...
There's a zombie baby. You sound so interested, Dad.
So there you go. I just think it was just weird how... Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about
this
once.
It was gross. That creeped me out. That was the scariest part of that whole show, honestly, because children and crazy, and because I watched this movie called The Children.
The Children.
It's called The Children. It's a Britain movie that basically...
A Britain movie?
They're British. Everybody's British.
Okay, it's British, not a Britain movie.
Sorry. It's a British movie where it takes place in the winter and two families hang out for the holidays in a cabin in the woods, obviously. And one of the kids come down with a flu kind of thing, but it turns out a virus that turns the kid psychotic. And it's very highly... what's it called?
Contagious,
and it spreads to the other kids, and the kids try to kill the adults, and then the adults, since they love their kids, can't really tell that they're crazy, so they put themselves in situations that you wouldn't do if you knew that person was crazy. You know what I mean? It's really like, ugh, the stuff that the kids do, it's like, oh, creeps me out, and they're like little scrawny things running around. I'm like, ah, I couldn't handle it.
What was the movie called?
The Children.
So you recommend that?
I recommend it to anybody who would not want children in the future. I couldn't look at children the same way again.
How old were these children?
They were like 5 or 6. You know what I mean? Like they were walking, but they were young, but not too young. Like maybe 7 or 8. You know what I mean? And the parents are so stupid.
So getting back to...
I'm sorry. I fell back for a moment.
So getting back to Z Nation, would you recommend this for fans of The Walking Dead?
If you... crave more action, more gore, and a little more comedy.
Actually, it wasn't that a lot of gore.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're craving more action and more comedy, then this show is for you. A little cheesiness with a little hint of cheese, then this show is for you.
Actually, there was a bit of gore. There was one...
Really? Make up your mind.
The one scene where there was this sharpshooter guy. He shot the zombie through the head. And you could
that was cool.
You could see the hole in the head.
Yeah, it was cool.
So, but as far as like production value, mm-hmm. It's not the same level as The Walking Dead. Like they'll have something happen, and instead of smoothly like showing
transitioning,
they'll say, like for example, yeah, it's hard to say, but like they'll jump to a scene and they want to do the effect of, you know, like they want to see something gory or something, and mm-hmm. they'll just cut to that scene, and all of a sudden the thing is there. It's hard to explain. It's not a smooth cut.
Oh, okay.
It's not a smooth edit. It's like
it's something in the editing department.
It's like they set up the effect, and it's like, okay, hey, now let's show the effect. I don't know. It's weird.
Instead of making you wait to see the reaction first and then the effect.
Yeah, I don't know. There was one part which was kind of interesting where there was a guy driving around with a truck full of weapons.
Oh, yeah. It was like a caravan, like a trading caravan. So they were like, oh, do you want to try this new gun? It's very silent but deadly, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they would trade off stuff like, oh, I need some Advil. I'll trade you some of these, this crack or something. And they would trade, you trade each other and stuff. And it was
like one of the girls, one of the women on the characters, she got a bat.
That was outfitted with the spikes on it. And they said, yeah, the spikes are long enough just so that you can hit, you can hack into the zombie, but then not lose your bat and be able to pull out without having to do this whole motion stuff. And they started demonstrating it. And then a zombie came and she demonstrated it and they all started attacking the zombies. And they're like, oh, time to go. And they all packed up their stuff in the little caravan and then just like drove away.
So that's, yeah, that's a one I like because it reminded me like of, I don't know, have you seen the Mad Max?
Yeah, I knew you were talking about, yeah.
It kind of reminded me of Mad Max where this guy has this car that's really with metal on it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of the sign of the times, right? It's
3 years after.
He's making money or he's making a living off trading weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And that could happen. Some guy would be running around, but
there's always people trying to look for, make money, even though there isn't really money.
But not like, really making, trying to make it's a business. Trade. There's no money. It's just trade. It's like, give me food and I'll give you weapons or whatever.
Smart.
I mean, we're going to watch it. We're going to watch the whole season. We were debating whether we should do a podcast on it.
But I think we know that we're not going to.
You think so?
Oh, I thought it was assumed. Maybe, maybe not. But there's nothing really to make. There's nothing really to say.
Well, I think if we made a podcast about it, I would be complaining throughout the whole thing.
I know. I don't want to do that because that just breaks down your day and it's just...
I would be like, why did they go there?
And how does this even happen? Is this even possible in some way, shape, or form?
There's one guy who's living in Alaska, right?
By himself.
I don't know. Okay, I can't remember if it's in Alaska or it's some northern...
Winter
landscape. He said it was the NSA or something.
Oh, NSA. That's what it was.
He said he's the NSA and he's the only guy left.
Yeah,
in the whole the whole NSA organization.
Because the plane that took off crashed for so... I don't understand. I don't understand.
So there's one guy who's in control of the entire spying, like the U.S. overseeing. Because he basically has control of the satellites.
Mm-hmm.
He can manipulate the satellites. He can... apparently telephones still work because he can die.
He can basically... If there's a payphone nearby, he can hack into the payphone and make it ring so that you could pick it up and have a conversation with him because power still works 3 years later.
Exactly. I don't know how that works.
But that's so just besides...
This is the zombie apocalypse that power still exists.
Yeah.
So there's...
Well, they were at an oil refinery.
Yeah, which had stuff happening. Had a pump and everything going.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that they've have certain rules so that way they can make their life easier for the show. Make mm-hmm. it more interesting because if they said there's no power, then they couldn't do certain things.
Yeah.
But in this world, power still works, but they don't explain how it works. But apparently it does, and that makes things a little easier for everyone.
Yeah.
Again, if you guys are a fan of zombies, it's a show to watch. If you have sci-fi, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Would I pay money to buy this? And watch it? Probably not.
Out of how many zombie heads do you give it out of a 5?
Out of 5 zombie heads? Isn't it out of 10? Okay, well, out of 5. Okay, I would give it a 2.5.
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to be generous and say 3.
Yeah, I was about to say 3. I said, no, it's not
2
a 3.
And a half.
3 is too high.
Yeah.
So that concludes our show today. Is there anything else we want to talk about? I just want to say that I want to say thank you to all our listeners who are posting on Facebook, encouraging us to keep going.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. I especially find it really warms my heart. It makes us feel like some days you just don't want to do it because it takes a lot of work what we do. It makes it sound like we're so intense. And when people want to hear us, it makes us feel really good and gives us motivation to really put out the best show possible for you guys and for ourselves.
And we're really excited for The Walking Dead to get started. Oh, we want to say a shout out to all the people in the UK and all the people in Australia.
Who listen to us.
All the people in New Zealand.
All the places I wish I could go and visit.
All these faraway places. It's really cool to see.
Like, if you guys want to be one of, like, if I decide I'm going to travel somewhere and I needed someone to show me around, would you guys volunteer to help out and, like, show me all the best parts of your country? Because I would totally appreciate it.
I don't know if they're going to take you all around to their whole country.
But... I mean, not the whole country, but like show them.
They'll take you around their neighborhood, probably. Hey guys, come to my town and see. I don't know. Well, that'd be awesome though. Because yeah. It's nice to know that there's people that
you can connect with about the show and talk about with that are from different places. Ah, it's all cool.
We were also thinking about doing a live show on the premiere episode.
We still have to figure out the logistics and if it's even possible, but...
We might use Google Hangouts.
Okay.
So we might do that, do a live show and have people chatting.
So just be aware that that might be happening. So if you... But we know there's some viewers that can't... Or listen, I keep saying viewers. There's some listeners that do not watch the show on Sunday or cannot listen to our podcast on Sundays. They might listen to it the day after.
It'll be recorded anyway, but
yeah,
it will also be live if people want to join on and text comment and give us feedback live as we're recording.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Well, we've come to the end of our show. Thank you all for listening to this episode. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us on iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate any feedback you might have. You can send email feedback to talkback@thewalkingdeadgirl.com. As always, this is Jasmine.
And I'm Michael.
Stay alive. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I was in a fight. Do you want to see the video? Huh? I was in a fight and there's a video. Evidence. Hold on. I don't know if you can still have it.
Wait, you were in a fight at school?
Yeah. I told mom and she freaked out. Where is it? Hold on. Okay. Are you ready?
So Jasmine was in a fight in school. I'm just hearing about it now.
And then there's another one. Wait.
What?
Go to the there's that one and there's another one. Go to the next one.
That's not you.
That is me. Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Oh my God. Hey, hey. Oh.
That's not you.
That is me. Look.
This is an old video, though, right? This is not.
This happened last week.
Oh, last week.
Oh my God! Hey, hey! Oh!
Okay. How come you kept it a secret?
I mean, I forgot to tell you. That is me. See, that's my shirt. That's my LA shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the police came. Oh!
But that was you. They were pulling away, right?
No. This girl grabbed my hair and started pulling my hair.
You were the person on the left.
Yeah. She was pulling at my hair.
Why?
Because I guess that was her like boyfriend or something, and she thought I was like trying to like...
What were you trying to do though?
I was trying to stop the fight. I was talking to someone and then the guy came over, he's like, what are you doing talking to my girlfriend? I'm like, Christian, calm down. What is your problem? And then like he started like attacking him. I was like, what are you doing? And then Lauren, which is like the boyfriend of the guy I was talking to, started like pulling at my hair and she was like getting mad at me. I was like, what the hell is going on? And then the security guard came with the taser and then like thought to tase him. And then she let go of my hair. And then his friends, they ran away. It was funny.
Okay, this is freaking me out right now.
I'm serious. I told mom.
This is freaking me out right now.
It happened on Wednesday.
Okay, I saw it. I don't need to see it again. Give me that.
You want to see it again?
Well, turn the volume down. But it's like... So basically what I see is one person punching someone else.
Yeah, beating the crap out of him.
Is that a guy?
Yeah.
The two guys fighting?
Yes.
So one guy's punching the other.
The one that's on the floor is the guy I was talking to.
You were talking to him. And then this other guy came out of nowhere and started punching him?
No, he was like, what are you doing talking to Jasmine, huh? And he's like, he said something that pissed him off because then he started pushing him and stuff and then punched him. I'm telling you, Dad, teenagers are very violent.
So why was he talking to you?
We were just talking.
And why did the other person come up and start punching him?
Because he thought, I don't know. He has this thing. He's like really into me. And I'm like, dude, no.
Okay. Okay. What's going on, Jasmine?
What?
You're hiding something. I know you. You're hiding something. So this other guy punched the other guy because he was jealous because he was talking to you?
Yes. And the guy I was talking to, his girlfriend was the one that notified him.
The guy you were talking to had a girlfriend?
Yes. And she saw him talking and then she told Christian, the guy that was beating him up.
Yeah.
And then like...
So
then,
you were talking to this guy.
And then she came and beat me up.
Okay, hold on a second. You were talking to this guy who had a girlfriend. And his girlfriend probably got jealous.
Yes.
And said, oh, let me get him beat up. So she told some other guy
Christian,
to come and beat him up.
Uh-huh. Well, to say, hey, look, Jasmine's talking to my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And then she's the one that was pulling my hair.
This is crazy. You're lucky you didn't get your hair pulled out.
I know.
who took these videos?
It was Harold.
This is crazy. Okay, well.
Guess what? It was all staged.
What?
Okay, so that police officer, she's going to a convention and she needed something to show that women in action, police officers in action. So she asked the drama class to help her film something. And we staged a fight and there was film crews. Behind Harold, actually, was a camera guy.
Now I'm pissed off at you. Okay, now I'm pissed off at you because I believed that. I thought they were actually fighting. And I'm like, why didn't you tell us this? How come I only hear about it now? Jesus. Jasmine.
Yeah, it was all fake punching. It was all staged. It wasn't real. And the girl who was pulling my hair, she wasn't pulling my hair. She just put her hand like this and then I put it on... And I was the one that was moving.
And how about the other kids that were going...
They were all part of the advanced drama. They were all in advanced drama.
So the whole crowd.
Yes. Harold was in my drama class too, the one that was recording.
So it was just a play.
It was just all fake.
Jeez.
And then that's why I was telling you that... You know, my teacher told me that usually filming in real life, like filming like this, is more waiting than actual acting. Because we were waiting around a lot for them to reshoot everything. Because we did that scene about like 3 or 4 times. Yeah, I know. Mom started freaking out too, and she got really scary. So I told her it was a joke right away.
I was just about to like go into the details about this because your plots had holes in it. Because I was asking you some questions about. Wait a minute. There's a guy who likes you so much that he'll be beat up someone else for you. It's like. That's kind of far-fetched.
Well, that's
how come you never told me about this guy? Like, how come I never heard about this guy before?
Because he's so violent and I didn't want to scare anyone.
And you're saying it like, while you're smiling as you're saying it. It's so out of character. It's like, what's going on here?
But it's hard not to believe.
The little girl that I thought I knew is... But now it's involved hard not, in gangland fighting, like what's going on?
And it's
here?
Hard not to believe because there's video, right?
And it's shaky and everything. Like, you know, it's like something you see on YouTube.
I know.
God.
Yeah.
You really got me there.
Yes.
You got me there. I'm telling you.
That was the what's it called? What was I saying? That was the story that was going on when we were filming it. That that guy I was talking to, I was flirting with. And then Christian, the one that was beating up the guy, was my boyfriend. And when Lauren, the girl who pulled my hair later on, told him, hey, look, your girlfriend is cheating. Your girlfriend's talking to my boyfriend. And then he's just pretty angry. But then, like, it was so funny. You should have seen it. That looked so real. Like, the day before, we were practicing in the classroom. And literally, I was like, oh, it was, like, so intense. I was, like, so happy afterward. Because, I don't know, just violence makes people happy. I don't know why.
See, now that's how people feel when they're punching out zombies and stuff on The Walking Dead, I guess, or they're fighting.
Yeah, it's exhilarating.
Action scenes. Because you can't do it in real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
that
you
was
got
a good
me.
Prank.
You got me. Jeez.